This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Gunfire rang out at a protest rally in Islamabad, Pakistan, held by the former Prime Minister Imran Khan. A provisional lawmaker from his political party said Mr. Khan had been shot in the leg. It's not clear yet who was behind the shooting, but police have reportedly made an arrest at the scene. What GOP leaders are saying was an act of desperation. Not the president, but former President Barack Obama came to Phoenix on Wednesday to rally Democrats running for some of the state's top offices. His visit came less than a week before Election Day.
Then democracy as we know it may not survive in Arizona. That's not an exaggeration. That is a fact.
The Department of Justice took a big crack at catalytic converter thieves, announcing raids and arrests on Wednesday to break up a network of thieves, dealers, and processors. Searches and seizures occurred in California, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Nevada, North Carolina, and Virginia. It's estimated this crime has netted hundreds of millions of dollars. The precious metals in catalytic converters is why they're so valuable. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz defended his trip to China on Thursday, but stressed that German companies would need to take steps to reduce risky dependencies in industrial supply chains, particularly in terms of cutting-edge technology. Quote, as China changes, the way we deal with China must change too, end quote. Nearly 3.5 years after he murdered two Lansing, Michigan area women, a Delta Township man has been sent to prison for what could be a lifetime. 30-year-old Kiernan Brown was sentenced Wednesday to 70 to 100 years in prison. For those states that are still playing the game, daylight savings time ends this weekend. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Some not-so-good news as we head into the holiday season. One airline's pilots are rejecting their current contract offer.
American Airlines Pilots Union is rejecting a proposal for a new contract. The Allied Pilots Association said the board voted against the deal, which calls for 12% raises for pilots on the date of signing. This comes right after United Airlines pilots turned down a similar deal Tuesday with even larger raises. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The United Nations is gathering for the theory of climate change.
Just before leaving for COP27, which is the 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry held a press briefing Wednesday afternoon. The former Secretary of State, Senator, and presidential candidate was blunt about the challenges ahead, saying the highest hurdle for going greener was a different kind of green.
The single biggest restraint on our ability to be able to move rapidly is our inability to summon the significant amounts of money that have to come to the table to implement this transition.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
As of last night, Lisa is now a tropical storm near Belize, northern Guatemala, and southeastern Mexico. Lisa first made landfall as a hurricane near Belize City at about 5:20 p.m. local time and is now weakening and should not get any stronger. USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, 70-80% of America says we're on the wrong track. I say great observation. Now what are we going to do about it? Okay, it's all up to us. I mean, we're days away. I mean, Barack Obama talked about the fundamental transformation of America, right? We are days away from the fundamental transformation of America. How about days away for the fundamental return of this American dream? This great American experiment. This is what we need. We need a return to first principles, ladies and gentlemen. And our passion is that we wouldn't experience a red wave or a blue wave, but what we would experience is an American wave that would truly bring us together. That's what it's going to take to get this country back on track. Joe Biden, the Democrats, and other political operatives, let's put it in that way in a general sense, the only thing they know is division, divide and conquer. Divide, think about that, divide and conquer. We are the United States of America. That's what gives us power when we are united. Barack Obama, the Democratic Party, have worked endlessly to divide us. For what end? For what purpose? To fundamentally transform this country into something, some utopia, some strange theoretical idea that they have. That somehow is better than the founding fathers, the pilgrims, what God gave us. We're going to entrust the American dream with Marxists and their ideas to turn this country on its head and compromise the future of our children and our grandchildren? I think not, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got to fight back. Megan Barth is with us right now. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the Nevada Globe. Megan, how you doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
A little fired up, I guess, as you can tell. I mean, we've got to do something about this, and I sense that there is a wave for America, you know, this red, white, and blue American wave that is just begging to be released, Megan.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're going to see on Tuesday. When we look across the country, whether it's here in Nevada or as far away as New York, even, surprisingly, and up northwest in Oregon, it looks like Republicans have a very good chance of taking positions that haven't been held by Republicans in decades.
Exactly.
I was speaking to a show in Oregon who informed me that there might be a Republican governor for the first time in Oregon in 30 years. Then you look over at New York and Lee Zeldin, great
yep.
job putting pressure on Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. And the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. Hampshire, Arizona, Georgia.
Whitmer's being threatened in Michigan, you're right.
Mm-hmm. It's predicted that we will take 31 seats in the House and 4 to 5 seats in the Senate. And that's exactly the stopgap we need. Mm-hmm. You know, we obviously have to sit around for 2 more years and wait for this demented pawn to go off into the night. But until that time, at least we'll have some stopgap measures that we have elected elected and not selected
right.
in the House and Senate.
Well, and they have to be prepared because just like Obama, you know, he had a phone and a pen, right? And that phone and pen is in the upper right-hand drawer there in the Oval Office, and Joe Biden knows where it's at. So you know that he's going to do that. You know, I just think it would be awesome, Megan, if the electorate spoke out in such a way that they gave the Republicans veto-proof majority, and where they could really do some damage and reconstruct this country and fix these issues, these policies that has killed the American dream here at the hands of Joe Biden. I mean, we can only hope and pray for that. But otherwise, we're gonna have to hunker down. We're gonna have to deal with two more years of this craziness of being energy dependent as opposed to independent when we got the very resources under our feet that could really help us out. But meanwhile, we're gonna have some suffering, you know, to endure at the hands of Joe Biden and the policies of the Democratic Party that they put in motion.
Yeah, we have got a good indication here in Nevada of just maybe how big the red wave might be, whether it's going to be ripples or whether it's going to be a tsunami, and that comes in the early voting numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Clark County specifically has a Democratic advantage of only 3%. It has been as high as 8-10, but it's only 3% because there has been a mass migration of Democrats away from the Democrat Party and into the Republican Party or registering as independents.
Mm-hmm.
Those early voting numbers are anemic. Democrats, the Democratic base is shattered. We see a high migration of Latinos leaving the Democratic Party. The youth, which Democrats normally bank on, aren't excited about Joe Biden. They aren't excited about living in their parents' basement, eating ramen and playing on TikTok in this economy.
Right.
So, you know, their base is fractured. They do not have a message. Barack Obama just came out here on Tuesday, and of course, all they talked about was extreme MAGA Republicans who are a threat to democracy. That's exactly what Joe Biden said yesterday. The Democrat Party is a one-trick pony. All they can do is play into the politics of fear and politics of personal destruction and talk about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things, fear and the politics of personal destruction and abortion, don't poll. What
exactly
amongst respondents is the economy, inflation, and jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats aren't talking about that, so no one's picking up their message because they aren't laying down a message that voters are interested in picking up.
Right, exactly. It's not resonating. I mean, just like that story, what they're trying to make, that guy who went into Pelosi's house, like he's some MAGA Republican. I mean, they're just trying to, you know, wordsmith a headline or two to try to somehow make it seem like he was inspired by Donald Trump, but nothing fits, even by his own statement. You know, it's just absurd what the Democrats are continuing to do. They're so deluded that they've deranged themselves, you know, Megan. And when you're that deranged, guess what? People stop listening to you. And you know, the nature of politics and communication is you have to have a message that resonates. If you do not own the message and it's not resonating, then you better have lots of money. And that's what's happening. The Democrats have lots of money and they're pouring it out there. I mean, and the thing is it's not passing the so what test. I mean, they're outspending some of these candidates in some of these races 10-1, and they're still not getting traction. I mean, look at the polling numbers, and these are prejudicial polling numbers, as you know. So it's not like they've spent all this money 10-1. They're outspending somebody 10-1, and they've got a 10-point gain on the polling.
No, and I can speak from Nevada here. You know, Catherine Cortez Masto has spent, I think, $13 million on just abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And abortion's not polling. It's like, well, know your audience. If what's polling is, like I said, the economy, inflation, and jobs, craft a message around that. And that's given Adam Laxalt, who I believe will beat her for the 51st seat in the Senate, that's given him ample opportunity and plenty of playing field to talk about what voters care about. Voters also care about crime, and there's obviously a rise in crime. We're not a border state, but we had just had 6 fentanyl deaths in one day
Wow.
In Clark County, Nevada. We are being plagued because that's, you know, Nevada has the I-15 corridor, and the reason why they call it the 15 corridor is that it's a corridor to run drugs.
Exactly.
We also are our number one human trafficking capital.
I'll tell you what, let's pick it up from there. We come back. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Megan after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan is experiencing a mental health catastrophe right now. Young girls in particular are being faced with severe anxiety and depression as many are forced out of schools and into arranged marriages. Consequently, they struggle with feelings of worthlessness and isolation. We at the Tide Ministry are working to use our gospel radio broadcast to bring the love of Christ to those who may not have heard the good news before. By showing them that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them, listeners learn how important they are to Christ and will see those around them, including their daughters, in a different light and take their mental health seriously. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan who need to know that God values them and has provided a place of belonging for everyone who believes in Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, continues with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan, as we were talking before about, you know, what's happening across the country and the, you know, the messaging from the Democrats. I mean, they have little They have little to defend when they go, you know, when we're talking about, you know, policies. They can only talk in the realm of emotion and hope that they can possibly stimulate their base. But like you're saying, in early voting there in Nevada, there's no indication that they've been successful to that end. The other question that I have is what happens when, you know, people are voting traditionally that they've been Democrats. How many of those are actually voting Republican that they don't know about? There's early votes. But that's not going to stop them from, you know, voting, you know, early, as is their tradition. They're just not voting, you know, Democrat this time around. What do you think?
Right. And we've seen that in the registration numbers, the voter registration numbers in Nevada, where four times as many four times as many Democrats crossed party lines to register as Republicans than Republicans did Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, we're seeing this mass exodus from the Democratic Party by Democrats and independents, mm-hmm, and Latinos.
Yes, exactly.
Latinos in Nevada make up 25% of our voting population. We probably have one of the highest concentration of Latinos outside of the upper 50. And they are, too, being plagued by inflation in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Nevada is a little unique in that we have a very large union contingent. When you look at Nevada, there's two largest counties. Clark County houses 90% of the voters in the state. And a lot of these voters in Clark County work in the hospitality industry. We have very strong unions here that represent them. The union brass is, of course, endorsing Democrats up and down the ticket, 99% of the time they do.
Right.
But the union workers are not. You know, a lot of these reports out of the New York Times, the Washington Post, NBC, CNN, are following these Get Out the Vote activists on behalf of the culinary union. And they'll go up to the doors with the canvassers, and the people that they're canvassing is like, do you think I'm going to vote for a Democrat after what they've done to this economy? Do you think I'm going to vote for a Democrat
exactly
when they shut down our economy? Do you think I'm going to vote for a Democrat when I'm paying $6 a gallon for gas? I mean, this is what the people on the street are telling these canvassers, and many of them, the union members themselves, suffered for 2 years during the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get unemployment benefits. The list goes on and on. They were being forced to take a jab that they didn't want.
Exactly.
And so, you know, you have the top brass of the union behind Democrats, but you don't have the workers.
I want to transition over to this headline from the Biden administration and get your thoughts on this. Biden's cybersecurity head is warning of glitches during the midterms.
Of course. We just went from the most secure election ever, 2 years ago?
Yes, exactly.
This week, and
right,
all of a sudden we have glitches. How did we go from the most secure election ever 2 years ago? That's where there was not a scintilla of fraud to this. I mean, what a joke. And this just tells you exactly. And Bill, you know, I have been on the voter fraud back lines, behind the scenes for 10 years. Okay. And this is what the Democrats do. I thought if you were an election denier or if you questioned the results of the election, you were a threat to democracy. And yet you have Hillary Clinton last week and now Joe Biden or his cybersecurity blah, blah, coming out in the last 24 hours warning us that this election is going to be riddled with X, Y, Z. Are they going to resurrect Macedonian bot farmers?
Right. Next? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Joke.
Yeah. Well, this whole deal about election denying. I mean, let's look at the facts here. You know, there's been the Democrats who questioned the 2016 election, 2004 election, the 2000 elections. The last time they collectively accepted a presidential result they lost was in 1988. 2020 was the first time Republicans cried foul, to your point. So who are the election deniers and who's being sold what big lie here?
Yeah, Kamala Harris and that idiot from Minnesota, what's her name? She ran for president for a hot minute. Anyway, I remember them being on some...
Klobuchar, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah.
I remember them being on some committee warning us about the machines being hacked. I specifically remember that.
Yes, exactly.
People are saying, like Mike Lindell, yeah, the machines can be hacked. like most computers can, or most, you know, and all of a sudden we're the conspiracy theorists. When back in 2014-16, they were holding these huge committees on the Hill telling us how these machines can be hacked and they can't be trusted. I mean, when you don't have principles, when all you care about is power over principles, the narrative will continually change. And that's what we're seeing with the Democrat Party. They do not have principles. They aren't moored in a foundational belief except for abortion. Mm-hmm. They absolutely will continue to change the facts when the facts don't fit their desires, mm-hmm. their lust for power, and their narrative.
Well, this is why they want to control words and they want to control language. Disinformation, they want us to be censored. This is why, you know, the FBI goes in and talks to big tech, wink, wink, hey, heads up, we've got some Russian disinformation coming. You know, maybe about a laptop thing. Don't worry about it. It's just Russian disinformation. So you know what to do with that. And there's been a lot of, you know, this kind of dialogue happening between our government and, you know, the social media oligarchs.
Well, anyone can go on and follow the hashtag DHS leaks. It just dropped this week.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Everyone do that, or at least look for DHS leaks and the news for it. It shows a coordinated, incestuous effort between big tech and the Department of Homeland Security censoring information related to Hunter Biden and COVID, et cetera. So this is what regimes in third world countries do. They deny the opportunity for people to have knowledge, knowledge or at least information where they can disseminate their opinion and their facts. What they want is one narrative generated by the government, which is, what is the word for that? Propaganda.
Exactly. Yeah, this is what they've done to us. You know, going back to what we talked about before, you know, is that who told you to hate Donald Trump? Who told you to hate half of America? You know, calling them semi-fascist. I mean, this is all very dangerous rhetoric that we've known from the history of man. Is that's the beginning of, you know, people dying and murder and crime. Unmeasurable. I mean, that's what we're going to do. This great American idea, this privileged country in which we live in, we're going to follow the same trail that other countries have done in eliminating people that are perceived by the ruling class as less than and deserving of death, right?
Right. And this is kind of the path, unfortunately, that we're on. And it wasn't given to us by Donald Trump. It wasn't given us to by Republican leaders. This was a coordinated effort between Merrick Garland and others to censor information that was vital to a free society. I have long said that free speech died when hate speech became the norm. Because who is the arbiter? Who determines what hate speech is?
Exactly.
Who determines what misinformation is? Who determines what disinformation is? The government? And then I'm sorry, and you probably have a lot of Ben Shapiro fans out there, and that's fine. He's a good kid, talks a good game, whatever. But he finally admitted just the other day that he got 2 jabs, his wife got 3, and he was lied to by the government, and he doesn't trust the government. Oh, you just came around to this?
Weren't right.
You supposed to be the eternal skeptic?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you saw this one. Just a little chuckle to kind of wrap things up, speaking of the COVID. It says, the White House is planning to offer an updated booster shot to Americans this fall. It's still the same booster, except these are going to be pumpkin spice.
Yeah, and you'll keep lining up to get it.
Pumpkin spice booster shots. This is what we can look forward to. Brought to you by... Yeah, well, yeah, a special one. I mean, yeah, why not? Let's get all the seasonal fall flavors of booster shots in your arm. Let's all get stuck together. Kumbaya. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Megan Barr, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
What GOP leaders are saying was an act of desperation. Not the president, but the former president. Barack Obama came to Phoenix, Arizona on Wednesday to rally for Democrats running for some of the state's top offices.
Then democracy as we know it may not survive in Arizona. That's not an exaggeration. That is a fact.
New Twitter owner Elon Musk said Tuesday that the platform will not allow anyone who was removed from the service to return for at least a few more weeks. Musk said there must be a clear process to let them back in. The Department of Justice took a big crack at catalytic converter thieves, announcing raids and arrests on Wednesday to break up a network of thieves, dealers, and processors. Searches and seizures occurred in 9 states. It's estimated this crime has netted hundreds of millions of dollars. The precious metals in catalytic converters is why they're valuable. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, America. It is Veterans Day all over America, and that is such a special time for us to remember all our vets. Being a vet myself, a Semper Fi U.S. Marine, this day is especially heartfelt for me. And it should be for you, especially in light of veteran suicide that's taking place. The numbers, as they continue to increase, are just absolutely tragic. And here with us to talk more about it is the American Legion National Commander, Vincent Jim Traola. He's imploring all Americans to be the one to stop veteran suicide. Jim, welcome to the show. Semper Fi, God bless you. Thank you so much, and happy Veterans Day to you.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, as we say, this is a day for us to really to honor all vets because of the liberties that we enjoy today. I mean, we've got, 246 years of a rich history of those that defended freedom time and time again. Unfortunately, today we're down to probably less than 1% of Americans serve the military. So being a vet may be a little bit hard for them to understand. When we committed to defend our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that came without an expiration date, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
So tell me, in your terms, Jim, you know, as the national commander for the American Legion, what this day means for you?
You know, Bill, Veterans Day is very special to me. You know, I think that getting the message out to our national population is so extremely important. You know, these veterans raised their hand, they took the oath, they agreed in principle to give up their lives if they had to in defense of our country. Mm-hmm. And I really think their service is worth celebrating. It's we have problems with veterans with suicide. We would like to have employees to recognize them by hiring them. You know, we need the communities to step out and do whatever they can to celebrate their lives. It's
exactly. Yeah, for them to give up, you know, their lives, as you say, to surrender their lives for the sake of freedom and the liberties that we have. And, of course, you know, today we have a lot of vets coming back off the combat field, Jim, as you know, because of the advanced medical techniques in these units out there in the field. We have a lot of vets coming back, and they're coming back injured. And the injury, though you may see it, it may be obvious to you. Some isn't, you know, some are not that obvious, you know, especially when you're talking about PTSD. But for the most part, you see these injuries. And some of these vets, when I talk to them, they say that they get this sense of they're less than. They feel like they've lost something, you know, besides their body part, their value to society. And it's like, wow, I mean, you know, to me, that's the furthest thing. And I think for most Americans, that's the furthest thing, that, you know, vets should be honored. And the fact that they have given up, you know, in some cases, parts of their body. I mean, that is, you know, that's a demonstrable, undeniable sign of their commitment to our liberty. I mean, how do you not demonstrate gratitude for people like this?
And you know, Bill, I visited Walter Reed Hospital not that long ago to visit a veteran that had lost both of his limbs, his legs. And to see the passion in his eyes that he wanted to go back with his unit.
Yes, and exactly.
And they'll do anything to go back. And it's, people just don't recognize that. You know what else it also has a bad impact on? I travel all around the country talking about our Be the One campaign. The families of these veterans, what they're going through.
Exactly.
They don't understand. You know, and their suffering is almost as bad as the veteran is because they don't know how to fix the problem. You know, it's a terrible thing. So I've had people come up to me and cry and tell me how they talking their kids off the ledge of trying to take their own lives. It's a horrible thing.
Yeah. What are the numbers up to, Jim? What are we talking about? I've heard numbers anyway from 22 to 30 a day. Is that still the range?
You know, Bill, it's I talk about this all the time. You know, some say 17, some say 22. A recent study from Duke University says that the fentanyl overdoses may have been miscounted. Some of them were veteran suicides. What we need to concentrate on is not the amount of people that have taken their lives. It's the amount of struggling veterans there are out there and trying to save one life at a time. So the number exactly. One is what counts. You know, it's a travesty. It really is.
Yeah. Well, this is a great campaign. Be the One to Save One. And that one is a unified one, as you say, because coming alongside families, you know, carrying the load of someone who is dealing with depression, this is not an easy thing to deal with. This is so crushing, and it requires all kinds of support. You know, the family, it's almost in a way, Jim, you know, when you go to war, you've got a supply chain that connects to the front line. And it's as if we need a supply chain that connects to the front line of this veteran who is who's depressed, who's dealing with, you know, the demons that he brought back from combat, that he brought back from, you know, defending our nation. And we just, you know, we're so, I guess, so eager to get on with our own business. We just don't, we just fail to notice. My good friend Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family, his mantra is to be a noticer. And I think that we need to, as a population, be noticers, especially of veterans, and especially today, you know, on Veterans Day, to celebrate this and to notice a vet. Yeah, you can buy their coffee or, you know, buy them a burger and, you know, at some fast food restaurant or whatever. That's great. But, you know, there's always tomorrow. and there will be lots of, and hopefully there's lots of tomorrows, but maybe each tomorrow that they come to, Jim, my prayer is that it would be a little bit better. It'd be a little bit better because America, Americans, the 99 that didn't go out into combat or enter into the military, that they could be that one to save one. How about that?
Well, that's exactly what this campaign is, Bill. This is not just an American Legion campaign. It's so important that's why we decided to localize it in the local community. If you were to talk to people in those communities, I bet you that there's a real good portion of them that know a veteran that's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is designed to do is to start a conversation, really. But before you get to the conversation, we got to try and remove the stigma. There's a stigma out there of veterans not stepping forward.
Right.
So they need to know that the people in the community can be trusted and there's a relationship there so they can come and talk without any repercussions, things like that. You know, there's a paranoia in there about I'll lose my family, I'm going to lose my kids, I'm going to lose this, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is designed so that you can start a conversation and learn how to listen and get them the help, the immediate help that's available within your own community.
Exactly.
And it's going to take a community. It's going to take a community to do it.
Yeah,
it's
without a doubt. You know, and I'm glad that you mentioned the source. I mean, you know, as kids we grew up, big boys don't cry, you know, that mantra.
Yeah.
And here you are, and that you're afraid of compromising your future because if people see you as weak. Look, you've gone to hell and back for the sake of this country, and we're beholden. We are beholden to you. Other vets who come along, the rest of the country at large who have not served the military, we cannot honor our vets more than enough. It's impossible to repay the debt that we have because of their service to our country, the service to our families. This is just unbelievable. Well, we've been talking with American Legion National Commander Jim Traola. And, Jim, where can they go to find out more information? And for those vets who belong to a local American Legion, I belong to Port St. Lucie Post 318 here in Florida. And so where can we go to help champion the cause for, you know, this campaign? Be the one to save one.
www.betheone.org. And that'll take you into all the nuts and bolts of the campaign. It'll also give you an opportunity to sign up for updates on other things that are coming up in the same campaign.
Well, Jim Traola, American Legion National Commander, thank you for the time. Happy Veterans Day, sir.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. With us right now is Evie Bear. Carol, it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here to talk about, your latest reviews. Like, let's talk about A Chance Encounter, huh?
So this is a cute movie because it's a quirky romantic drama. And the nice thing is it's all about building a connection, just in conversation and kind of a mental connection with the two main characters instead of, you know, just jumping into bed or whatever where they usually are doing. Yeah. In both Hollywood movies. And so it talks about these two writers who meet in Italy, and they both are trying to work on, one is a poet, Hal is a poet, and he's working on writing poetry, and the other is a woman who's a folk singer, and she's trying to write her next big hit because she's already had one hit, and just kind of them, you know, getting to know each other and talk poetically to each other and build a deeper connection in terms of that.
Mm-hmm. So how do you talk poetically?
You know, he reads his poems, he reads his deepest thoughts, and she sings her lyrics, and so there's kind of romance in that, right? But you've got to have that creative mindset to do that.
Yeah, you got to be in the mood. I mean, that's why you have to be careful with the Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon will take you down roads, you know, you think, whoa, hey, you know, he's you know, something from the Bible that's so romantic, you know, so... So, I mean, the reason I'm just asking, because inquisitive people want to know, I mean, if you want to, you know, we talk about waxing poetic, but, you know, to live a lifestyle and, you know, being poetic with the other person, you know, it's interesting. So maybe we can learn something from this movie, right?
Yes. Well, this movie also talks about the main character had lost his mother, and so it does talk about the afterlife in heaven. And so that's kind of his poetry. A lot of his poetry has to do with that. And so it's kind of has deeper themes. There are some other movies that have been like this where, you know, the two characters are just, it's more of that, about their conversation and how kind of they connect on that level.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's kind of cool because, you know, he's the lyricist and she's the local folk singer, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's kind of a sweet thing. And And so there's, it's nice to know that there's an option like that out there to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so rather safe, and it's reviewed right here at movieguide.org. You know, some light language, you say, and no violence to speak of, light sex, I guess, and no nudity. So, hey, it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, there's when we say light sex, it's just that they have a kiss, but we're not supposed to reveal that part. But it's
oh, okay, all right. But that's the definition. That's the definition of light sex. That's like first base, second base, third base, or something. Whatever they used to do it. So worth the kind of like the first base level. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I haven't talked first base, you know, relationships in a long time. This is exciting. I'm so old school, let me tell you, but that's great. But hey, you know, now you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know what this all means now. Hey, let's talk about what's streaming this month. I mean, there's a lot of great product out there streaming as we get ready for the holidays, huh?
Yes, it's, you know, streaming can be, you open up your apps and there's just a million different things, and so it's hard to know what to actually watch that's actually good. You could spend 45 minutes. I think they did some, you know, tallies on how long people actually spend, and it was something like 45 minutes looking for something to watch. And so we've got a list for you, a movie guide that talks about some of the good options. If you have Netflix or if you have Amazon or if you have Apple TV or if you have Disney. And so on Netflix, there's a movie called The Bad Guys, and that actually has a very redemptive storyline. And that's a cartoon, so it's for the little ones, probably more like six and above. And Dolphin Tales on Netflix as well, which is a great movie. And so there's some really good options. Disney Plus has Mary Poppins Returns, which had some good morals to that movie as well. And so, you know, we have a list there that people can look at.
Oh, this is terrific. I mean, this is really great. It's funny, you had Legend of Zorro, and I yesterday I was just kind of, you know, doing that 45-minute exercise trying to find something, and I found the original Zorro. You know, and it was good fun. I had all these episodes. I didn't watch all of them. I just watched one, but it just it took me back to my youth. You know, anything that takes you back to your youth is always good fun. So,
right, and those were great movies that they made again in the 90s too. I know that version you were watching was from the 60s or something, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'd say 60s. Yeah, 60s. And it was interesting to watch it all these years later. And, you know, the production value still, you know, still pretty well held up. And, you know, it was a good storyline and all this, you know. And so here we get to the original Legend of Zorro with the Z, you know, being able to do that. So it was very cool. So good fun. But no, this is awesome what you've done here, Evie, for us, because, you know, Captain Phillips, good movie there. And you got that as a reference. Let's see, what else?
Captain Phillips was a great movie. It's a wonderful movie. If you haven't seen it, that is definitely a great option on Netflix, because it was a very Christian movie, and the captain was willing to do anything to protect his ship. And the movie started out in prayer, Tom Hanks praying the Lord's Prayer, and it was just amazing what they actually included in there in terms of Christianity.
Right, exactly. And leave it to Tom Hanks again. Gosh, I'll tell you, what a gift Tom Hanks. And I remember when he first came on the big screen, you know, who would have thought that he would, you know, go on to, you know, have the theatrical legacy that he's enjoyed and how he's blessed viewers. You know, he's just an exceptional actor. I'm not surprised with him anymore. You know, just anything, he can play anything, you know, including Colonel Parker in the Elvis movie, right?
Right. He does an amazing job. He's a great actor. So,
What about Christmas movies? What do you got up for us on Christmas? Because, you know, it's the season. I mean, we're getting there early.
Yeah, Amazon Prime has some good Christmas movies. And did you know that PureFlix is coming out with, like, 109 Christmas movies?
I know. I love that. When I saw that, I thought, oh, David R. White's really gone, you know. He's gone. Yeah, he's just done a great job. I mean, talk about a gift. That's great.
So that's wonderful to know. GAC, you know, I think their God, America, Country or something is their acronym. They're changing their name to God, America, and Country or something. Mm-hmm. And they're doing tons of Christmas content. And, of course, Hallmark does have it, too. And
of course, yes.
UpTV has tons of Christmas movies. And so everybody's trying to compete to make sure that they have more than the other network to have Christmas movies. And what a wonderful thing, right? Because Christmas is a wonderful thing to celebrate. And usually those movies are wholesome and family-oriented.
Well, and it's good to be able to have, you know, like you said, whether it's Hallmark or others, that you can go in and enjoy and get a little variety. I mean, you know, we can, you know, watch a little bit more than, you know, the usual fare that we watch, you know, A Wonderful Life and, you know, Miracle on 32nd and, you know, whatever, you know, so, yeah. Right?
Now that, It's a Wonderful Life is one of the best movies ever made, for sure.
Without a doubt. Let's talk about Elon Musk. Great news this week, returning free speech. You know, a platform that will encourage free speech back to the American people with his purchase of Twitter.
Yes, and this was a lot of back and forth, right, going, you know, because he told Twitter, you know, it's not worth what you're saying it is, and he ultimately ended up paying $44 billion. Which is pretty incredible. And he just wants it to be a place that we can have free speech on there. And, you know, people can, there's got to be some parameters, right? You can't say horrible terrorist things and stuff like that. There has to be some parameters in place, obviously. But he's saying that you can have your opinion and you can post your opinion and it won't be flagged and it won't be taken down. And, you know, people like Trump, who was ousted from being on Twitter,
for life.
Go back to Twitter.
It's like crazy.
It's good that we know now that there's a place like that, right, that people can talk and be open and not feel like they're going to be canceled.
Exactly. It's critical to a society that, you know, that embraces the intellect. We can't be dumbed down. I mean, you start dumbing people down by controlling their speech, and we only have one side speaking at the expense of the other, at the expense of the total, really, because everybody's compromised, because we end up, you know, becoming mediocre in the process. So what Elon Musk has done is really given us all a huge gift and, again, reinforcement, encouragement of what our founding fathers had envisioned for us from the very start, and that is for us to have a free society. We needed to be able to share our ideas in the marketplace in such a way that those ideas could, you know, could advance the culture. And we've done this traditionally up until maybe the last decade or so, where it's gotten out of hand. So maybe we've experienced enough of the insanity that we're just going to say, okay, look at, you know, let's truly progress in a way that's beneficial for all concerned. What a concept, huh?
Right. We should be able to have the conversations that differ. We should be able to speak the minds. But, you know, and we know that social media in the past has been very divisive. And so we're hoping that this won't be so with Twitter.
Evie Bear Carroll has been our guest. Yes, she is the she's the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, as always, appreciate the time and insight. You take care. All right.
Thanks so much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.